Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened or fed up, and I will give you rest. Not rest of the body, but rest of the soul, or peace of the soul. And the Lord goes on, shoulder my yoke. Think of two bullocks or beasts being yoked together or harnessed together. And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. The heart gives gentleness and humility, and then you will find rest for your souls, or peace of souls. Why? Because being close to me, yoked to me, is easy. And then your burden becomes light. Our Lord comes to give us peace of soul. The great prophet Zechariah reminds us that when Christ comes, the Messiah, he'll come not on the horse. Great political leaders in the past, when they came to a city with war in mind, they came on a stallion, a horse. But if they came seeking peace, they came on a colt, a simple beast. Our Lord would come into Jerusalem and we would sing, Hosanna, peace, the King has arrived. And he's coming to us, he says, come to me, all you who are burdened, fed up, finding things just too much. Notice he beckons us to come to him, so that what he has we shall partake of. And so Paul reminds the Catholics of Rome, may the Spirit of Christ be living in you, in your bodies and in your souls. May you be animated by that Spirit. May you derive strength from that Spirit. And the Spirit gives us grace. Body, soul and spirit. For those who are baptised, sanctifying grace, habitual grace dwells in the soul. It elevates the soul, upgrades it into a supernatural or spiritual world. And we receive the seven virtues and the seven gifts. And sanctifying grace animates us and makes us like unto God, his children. Then, of course, God gives us, apart from sanctifying grace, actual graces to the spiritual life of the person, to enable them to keep on going. Now, to help us, our Lord is giving us some very clear lessons tonight. 3 points. Firstly, he says, come to me when you're fed up, when you're finding it all too much. And we're not so much talking here, perhaps, about physical ailments, but perhaps when we're fed up with our family members. Perhaps a child's not doing what they ought, or our spouse, our partner, things just aren't as they ought to be. I never willed this type of relationship, you sometimes think. I never married that man. Something's happened. Or perhaps it's the boss at work, who's just a bit ugly at times and over-demanding. Or there might be someone that you're finding rather difficult. A relative, an auntie. When we're fed up, we find it all too much, our Lord says, firstly, come to me. One. Two, be yoked. When you're yoked or harnessed with another animal, you're together, side by side. And the yoking is important, in fact, essential for peace of soul. To be yoked means to be humble. No one wants a yoke over their neck. No one wants to have their ability to do things limited, because that's what a yoke does. When the beast is harnessed, the beast is harnessed. It can't go off and do what it likes. It's now ready to pull the load. So too, if we want to have peace of soul, we're not just needing to come to God, we must then be humble enough to admit, Lord, I can't do this anymore. And in humility we bow before him. And he yokes us, pulls us close to him, spiritually speaking. And in being close to him, we can't just do what we want. We must do what he wants. Because that's the point of being yoked to the Lord. We then conform ourselves with him. The first point, we come to him. The second, we're yoked to him. The third, he moves. We follow. He steps forward, we step forward. He turns left, we turn left. We're yoked, after all, to the Lord. we cannot go but where he wants us to go. And then, being yoked to God, we find the problem mightn't go away. That person still might be there tomorrow morning at breakfast. The boss still is ugly, but somehow yoked to the Lord, we're finding the burden isn't as bad as it was last week. It's in fact becoming easier to cope with the ugliness of others on the outside. And perhaps we're seeing some goodness on the inside. And the burden is lightened. Our Lord has never promised us he will take away those people who are thorns in our side. But he does promise us he'll enable us to cope. In fact, we'll find it easier. In fact, we'll find peace of soul. And that's been proven time and time again by our saints. Tomorrow, the 6th of July, is the feast day, normally, of St. Maria Goretti. I put a piece in the bulletin about her. She was canonised in 1950. You can YouTube her canonisation of Pius the 12th. It's the largest canonisation in history at that stage. The only time ever when the mother was present when the daughter was proclaimed a saint. As you know, she was stabbed to death at the age of 12 by a lustful young man called Alexander. He was sentenced to 30 odd years in jail. He converted, and when he came out, he went at Christmas time to Mrs. Goretti's home. Now remember, he stabbed her with a kitchen knife 14 times. She died later that night after having forgiven him. He, by now, was in jail. He would do some hard time, but now he's released. 30 years has passed. Mrs. Goretti has had a hard life. Her husband died 2 years before Maria, and she struggled all this time. It's Christmas. He comes, and he knows the importance of the Lord's Prayer, that we are forgiven in as much as we seek forgiveness. So he goes to her house seeking forgiveness from the mother of the girl he butchered. Now, in our modern day thinking, justice, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, make them pay. They've abused you, sort them out, they go to jail. It makes no sense what she does. Mrs. Goretti invites him in, they talk, he asks forgiveness, she grants it, and they go to Christmas Mass together. Outstanding. No, it's supernatural. It's impossible. Mrs. Goretti must have been yoked to Christ. She not only came to the Lord, but was yoked to him and step by step coped, day after day, year after year. She turned when he turned. When she stopped when he stopped, they were together because she could not have forgiven that man unless she had peace of soul. She would have been, from a worldly perspective, rightful to say, look, you've done enough damage to my family, you've ruined my life, you've killed my daughter, you've made us destitute for years, living in abject poverty, go away. You've done your time, I've done mine. Be gone. But she doesn't. She forgives him, embraces him, and they are reconciled. She has peace of soul, because she's yoked to the Lord. The Goretti story is ongoing because the world is a fascination with lust at the expense of love and an unwillingness to forgive. And in both cases, we find much in this true story to help us. Another extraordinary woman whose feast we just celebrated was a queen, a mother, and then became a nun. She died in 1336. She was a Spanish princess. Her name, Elizabeth. Not of Hungary. That would be her great aunt who took her name. This is Elizabeth of Portugal. She was betrothed to the King of Portugal, a man called Dennis, at a young age. She was off, and as they did back then, married young, had two children, two boys. Dennis, however, was abusive, violent, and horribly unfaithful. She wasn't coping. She begged the good Lord to give her grace. He said to her, come to me and be yoked. In other words, stay as a queen to this man, stay in your marriage, but yoke to me your cope. And she did. She coped for many years, decade after decade. He would have illegitimate children here and there. She gathered them in and put them into the extended family. And as much as he was unfaithful, she was faithful. As much as he was abusive, she was gentle, because she was yoked to the Lord. She could see the bigger picture, and step by step with the Lord became a tremendous source of peace in the home. The boys would fight with Dad because Dad was abusive. Dad was the king, Dad was the princess, and they were vying for power, lies would be told. And on one occasion, Queen Elizabeth, the mother, would be betrayed by the boys and sent into exile. She was eventually exonerated and brought back, but all the time she reconciled brother to brother, dad to son, and relatives, bringing peace and kindness where people were hostile and envious. At the same time, she built a hospital, a hospice for young women, cared for the poor and sick. And eventually, in her 50s, her husband died. She gave up being a queen, still yoked to the Lord, and entered the convent, the Poor Clares at Coimbra in Portugal. She lived a difficult life. She lived a horrible life, yet she's a saint in heaven. Why? Because she knew she couldn't cope on her own. The good Lord asked her to keep on going, and side by side she learnt to cope. In fact, she became a great source of joy in the family and to those around her. At the same time, she could have stopped and said, look, this is all too much. I'm getting out of here, and rightfully so. But no, sometimes our lot in life is not so much to change who we're married to or who our relatives are or what type of work we are involved in, but just learning how to cope. And that's the big lesson of tonight's gospel. Our Lord is not saying he's going to cure our illness or get rid of those people. But he is saying, come, come, be humble enough, be yoked, and then let me step it out for you. Let me take the lead. Let me guide you this way this year, that way next year. And with prayer and my grace, you'll find peace of soul. And most of all, not just peace of soul, who knows, you may become a saint, as was Maria and Elizabeth. Praise to Jesus Christ.